Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Sechtes Menachis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. Harishain Sheberishain. The first of the first oil from the first harvest, the one that came out without any pressure, literally without any pressure on the olives, it just oozes out on its own. Ein l'malami men. That's the best oil. There's nothing better. Many of the Mefarshim understand that the Mishnah is saying, look, if you can get this oil, use this oil, even for Menachis. If you can't, use the other oil. But obviously you have to do a mitzvah in the most mehudadik way possible. Hasheni Sheberishain. The second level of the first harvest, where you have to put the beam on it. V'arishain Shebesheni. And the first level of the second harvest that comes from the olives that aren't mamish on the top of the tree, shoven, they're the same. In other words, the oil that comes out after you put the beam on it from the first harvest, and the oil from the second harvest, from the olives that come from like the side of the tree, but even with the rooftops. Now, you don't have to put the beam on it, but Lamai said they're the same. So if you have these two oils, you can bring anyone you want for the mincha. Now, they're the same in regard to the mincha, not in regard to the menorah. In regard to the menorah, if this is your choice, the second level of the first harvest, or the first level of the second harvest, you would have to use the first level of the second harvest, because the Maisa is a little bit more clear. Let me first explain why, in regard to the menorah, you could only use the first one of the second harvest, but in regard to a mincha, it wouldn't necessarily be better. Vayter says the Mishnah. We've got to keep cheshbon here a little bit. Hashlishi Sheberishain, the third grade oil, we had to grind it from the first harvest. V'hasheni Shebesheni, and the second grade oil from the second harvesting. V'harishain Shebeshlishi, and the first level of oil from the third harvesting. Those are the olives that are under the roof. Shavim, they're all the same. But again, here too, only the Rishain Shebeshlishi can be used for the menorah. In regard to all three harvesting, what the menorah needs to satisfy the Shem Azayah Zach, it's only the first one. But in regard to Menachos, these are all the same. Vayter says the Mishnah. Hashlishi Shebesheni, the third level in the second harvesting. Vasheni Shebeshlishi, and the second level in the third harvesting, Shavim are the same. For a mincha, it makes no difference. For the menorah, neither would be good. Vayter, Hashlishi Shebeshlishi, last place, the third, from the third harvesting, ain lamatimena, nothing really less than this. So this can only be used if you mamish have nothing else. That's the shlishi shebeshlishi. Vayter, afa menachis, hoye bedin, shiitanu shem ezayezach. Really, as the svara, the menachis also should have the most clear oil. It should be a kal v'chomer. Ma im ha-menorah madach when it comes to the menorah. She'ena li'achila. It wasn't meant to eat, only to light. Tu'una shemen zayezach, it requires the shemen zayezach, the perfectly clear oil. So ha-menachis she'en li'achila, the menachis, where the kehanim eat some of the menachis, ain't it in she'etanu shemen zayezach, so for sure it should taste better, should be more geshmak. Talmud Lomer, therefore the pasuk says, zach, the oil of the menorah has to be pure, and from olives that were pounded to bring out the greatest light, clarity, but only for light. V'loy zach kasis l'menachis, you don't have to do the same to get it as clear for the menachis. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey. The best is the first oil from the first harvest. Comes out mamash on its own. If you have that available for a mincha, use it. You just don't have to. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. The second level oil from the first harvesting, we have to put the beam on it. And the first level oil from the second harvesting, even though you don't have to put the beam on it, are the same. The third level oil from the first harvesting, we have to mamash grind it. And the second level oil from the second harvesting, we just have to put the beam on. And the first level oil from the third harvesting, they are equal in quality. And then the Mishnah told us, the third level oil from the second harvesting, and the second level oil from the third harvesting, they're the same. But the third from the third, that's the least. Ein lamata mimen. Be happy you're not being tested on this. Well, Amaisa, just to try to remember it in a simpler way, out of the nine levels of oil, two don't have any match. The first of the first is nothing like it. The third of the third, there is nothing as bad. Or it can't get any worse. Let's look at it that way. Maisa, if it could be used, be the Yevet for Menachas, we can't call it bad. The other ones have matches. Second grade from the first harvest is the same as the first grade of the second harvest. Another match is third grade of the first harvest, second level of the second harvest, and the first grade of the third harvest. And the third match is third grade of the second harvest and the second level of the third harvest. Again, this would probably be a difficult mission to remember Baal Peh. But in life, every effort that we make to perform a mitzvah is measured exactly what it is in Shemayim. Some things are more difficult to come by, difficult to extract. You get a better quality, a lesser quality, min HaShemayim. Everything is measured to perfection. Our job is to try our best.